Cal Dermot Jewell, our consumer champion for the Gaelic, the CAI, is with us, as always, on Mondays. Good to have you with us, sir. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, good. Great.
Okay. What was I going to say to you? Irish Times today says it's possible to feed a family of four for €100 a week, but only if you have access to varied chops and a good culinary knowledge. Food poverty isn't just a question of price, but really, do you think feed a family of four on €100 a week? I mean, breakfast cereals alone, if you've got a couple of different kids, unless you can educate them all, I suppose, into eating porridge every morning.
Well, you're entirely right. It's very, very difficult, and it very much depends on the makeup of the family. It very much depends. I mean, if we don't have a standardised family anywhere, there are so many. Are we talking food only here?
Yeah.
I mean, is there any element of the related to the cost of cooking it?
I think it's just feed. You know? I mean, Conor Pope is brilliant when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah.
And I've no doubt he's been out and about trying and talk to people. And of course, he has that culinary expertise, as we saw.
As we saw on the TV,
he was
actually
a celebrity chef. Yeah. He's quite good. So, I mean, obviously he's been out and about and it can be done. But for the rest of us, in terms of, I know from my two that if you changed product X for product Y, in the short term there'd be holy. Not eating that.
It's a long lead in,
and you've got to re-educate them into, no, actually this is a better product for you, when in actual fact it might not be. It's a cheaper product because we're on a budget here.
Yeah, it's an interesting point. And then, of course, I mean, if you look at a family who have, for example, to make lunches, etc., there is so much there, as you say, because preferences are being pointed out. And in fairness to Conor, he does make the points in his article in relation to, you know, those who can face the whole culinary episode and do it so well,
yeah.
So do a lot with so little. It's very, very difficult for quite a lot of families. Obviously, very many still have that unfortunate edge where I think they're buying in some of their food already cooked. So they're either pre-cooked meals or they're getting food in from takeaways, which instantly, if you like, sets them outside.
Okay.
There's no way they can do the 100. But the other point that's very well made in the article is that it's impossible to apply it across the board, because the reality is that not everybody can go into a car and traverse wherever is necessary to buy the food at the right price and be able to say, yes, I can do it for €100
yeah.
euro or less.
Well, it's difficult. All right, just looking at some of the texts that have been coming in, Raymond feels that he says he can feed a family of four for €10 a day. So in theory, yes, in reality, I wouldn't want to be in that position. He says also that, you know, breakfast cereals for his family are probably the dearest outlay. And he suggests, if you're struggling, like what we were saying, porridge, and then even homemade pancakes are pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. There are a lot of ways of doing it. And I mean, again, even if you're looking at vegetables now, there are so many farmers markets and local farmers markets where there are deals to be done,
yeah.
If you want to call it that.
And haggle if you have to.
And it is possible, but it's hard work.
Right.
It has to be thought about. It has to be planned. And I'm not saying for a moment, because Venetia and I were speaking earlier on, I think so many people are so very, very astute now,
yeah.
at knowing exactly what it costs. And they work really, really hard to make this figure. And that's why I'm not saying I dislike trying to box it into a figure like that.
Right.
But it's not easy. It needs to be understood. It's not easy.
And it's like though, a lot of the butchers in particular have upped their game. And so have the supermarkets. I mean, I go into supermarkets occasionally, and Cyril's the butcher there, one of the butchers, and he's brilliant. Give you the advice on how to cook it, tell you, I can make the portion this size or I can make the portion that size.
Exactly.
Then we have Smith's in Portmarnock, we've Higgins there at Sutton Cross, new butchers. And what they're doing is that they're bringing in cost-effective products. Like, you can actually buy something that you can just put in the oven and it cooks maybe pork for three or four,
yes,
people, and it's coming
right
in at €6 or €7.
Yeah, and it's focused on the budget. And it's interesting that you say that, because with so many of the butchers and fishmongers,
right.
they've moved on up, and they're even bringing back some of the different cuts that for a while, because of the advancing elements of the supermarket.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I would suggest, marketing driven lack of demand. They're now bringing back cuts that are more affordable. They just require a little bit of a different way of cooking, whether
right.
it be slower or whatever. And that's very, very positive. And again, as I say, it's great to see so many fishmongers starting to open up, because there are great, great value there in so many
right.
of the products. We have one down in near home, and it's so affordable for good quality fresh fish.
Okay. Well, name them. Who are they if you want to?
I don't know the
okay.
name of the
right.
shop, but I do know that, for example,
okay.
you can get four sea bass for a fiver.
Okay, where?
This is in Clondalkin Village.
All right, excellent. It's wonderful. Well done to them then. Kevin Burgess makes a very good point here. You need to be very cautious with what you buy, because if you look at the amount of food you throw away at the end of the week and eliminate that from your shopping, you will be amazed. And how many of us have gone in and bought the pre-prepared health